I'm yours until the end of time.
My dear, my heart is broken.
Why is your heart broken?
See, I'm in a state of dismay with so many marriages just disintegrating all around us.
Oh yes, whole lots of them. Lots of them.
I mean, how often have you heard someone explain that they're just not happy in marriage and they start talking about divorce?
I've heard that so many times, and to be honest with you, don't really know why so many people are unhappy.
Well, here's the thing. Happiness comes from within. You cannot find real happiness in external things. I mean, the right car won't make you happy. The right job won't make you happy. Heck, even the right person can't make you happy.
But the wrong person can make you terribly unhappy.
Well, amen to that.
So, why do you think people get so unhappy?
Well, I think it's because they just don't know themselves or who they are before they get into a relationship. You see, here's the thing. As you're talking with your spouse at the very beginning, you're wrapped up in who they are and their interest in you.
Yes.
That's pretty much like the whole world at that point.
It is.
And then when those initial feelings of infatuation fall away, you're left with what could be a very solid relationship, but you're not on that high of infatuation anymore. You're not high on love anymore. You're just to the real stuff of love.
Yeah, your high don't wear off.
Yeah, as Luther Vandross used to say, sometimes it's only love.
Yeah.
And the notion there is that it's not to diminish what love actually is, but you can't expect it to be that super high on a cloud feeling all the time.
But everybody thinks that they can stay on that high.
That's true. When you get into the real groove of life,
yeah,
the long-term, hey, my spouse and I are on this train together. We are riding off into the sunset, and wow, we've got this amazing adventure in front of us.
Okay.
If you feel like you're being taken for a ride, then it no longer feels fun.
No.
If you feel like you have a say in which way that train is going to go and which road you're going to take driving off into the adventure, if you, the two of you, are collaborating and taking each other's interests in mind into heart, then that's a fun adventure.
It is.
But if you're just tied up in the trunk, not knowing where you're going.
Why you gotta be tied up in the trunk?
That's no fun, right?
No.
So, when you have the opportunity to pursue adventures with your spouse, the question is, do you know that you like that adventure? Are you able to have adventures that suit your own fulfillment and your own purpose? Do you even know what those are? Because if you don't know what those are, there's no way that your spouse can help you fulfill them.
Well, this is true. It's good to have the same common interests in a lot of stuff while you're in your marriage, but sometimes you might not have the same exact common interests. So, say for instance, I love to bake.
I love to eat.
You love to cook.
I love to eat.
Well, yeah, you do. On both of those. But where I love to bake, you love to cook. I like to cook. I don't love it. I like to cook. I love to bake.
Well, bake more. I like your cookies.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
So as we take a look at things that you love doing, you knew that about yourself before we got together.
Oh, I've been knowing ever since I was 5, but yeah, continue.
There are things that I knew that I loved doing.
Yes.
And I loved doing them even before we met.
Yes.
So having found and defined your joy, your happy place, your things that you enjoy doing.
Okay.
It was important for you to find that for yourself before you joined with me. Because when you join with me and I just keep doing the things that I love to do, I may not pay any attention to things that you want to do if you never let me know the things that you want to do. And if you don't know that for yourself, then how can you bring it to my attention?
That's true.
I might even be thoughtful enough to ask you, honey, what's important to you? And if you have not defined that for yourself, or if you have not discovered it for yourself, you don't even know how to answer. All you know is that you're unhappy because you're unfulfilled.
So it sounds as if everyone that's in a relationship, and I do mean everyone that's in a relationship, yes, I just said it twice, need to communicate with each other. Because if you don't communicate, you aren't going to know.
True.
what each other's interests are in different things that they like to do.
Now watch this. How can you communicate something that you do not know?
This is true.
So before you get into a relationship, what are some of the things that you can do to discover who you are, to find, how do you find your happy self?
Well, I would say, and yes, I am going to say this, get in your word, connect to God, and ask God, what is my purpose?
Wow. You see, some people look their entire lives, they ask. It's one of the things that, one of the pursuits that some people never complete. I'm not trying to fulfill my purpose. I just want to know what my purpose is.
Exactly.
How do you find your purpose? Even if you're in prayer and meditation, how do you discover yourself?
You have to quiet yourself and listen for what God tells you, confirmation. He may give it, it may come to you in a dream. It is several different ways.
So if someone has trouble finding themselves,
yes.
If someone has trouble finding that happy self,
yes.
Should they completely push off getting into a relationship until they find that for themselves?
I'm gonna be honest with you, yeah. Because I think if you don't, you can get into a relationship, then you're unhappy.
Well, watch this. Okay. What happens if you convince yourself that your happy self, your happy person, is in the relationship? In other words, you don't see happiness within, you see happiness being with somebody else.
Mm.
You see that happen, right?
Oh, I see it quite a bit.
Oh, what's the danger of that?
Oh, that's very dangerous. Yeah.
Because whenever that happens, you get into a position where you are putting your happiness dependent on somebody else.
Yeah.
And that somebody else, they might not have any ill will towards you. They may be a completely godly person to you and for you. But that is a lot of burden to put on somebody else. I want you to be the source of all my happiness.
And that's like a ticking time bomb.
It is.
Yeah.
And there's going to be times when, you know, he comes home from work and he's had a horrible day. And he might either be silent, he might not say all the right things.
He's talking short, basically.
Yeah, he might snap a little bit. He's never disrespectful or bawling you out, but he's really not particularly supportive that day.
Because he's irritated.
He's irritated.
Yeah.
And that irritation could last a week, a month, or whatever.
Oh, good God. Hopefully not, but okay.
It could.
Yeah.
But in those times, if you have based your happiness on how he makes you feel, then during that week or month or whatever, you feel unhappy. And that could be a downward spiral for you to never feel happy in your relationship. Same thing can happen with her. There have been times when, you know, she has just a bad mood about something. It could be completely unrelated to the husband. It could be because her and her friend had a spat. It could be because she's having differences with her mom. It could be because a beloved relative died who meant the world to her. And in all these things, she just becomes withdrawn, not nearly as loving as she used to be. And yeah, she will eventually come out of it if she's given the opportunity to heal. But if you as the guy are taking how she's treating you during that time and saying, well, she's not making me happy, I need to go find happiness somewhere else. Again, downward spiral, slippery slope. You've got to know your happiness within. And so you're not buffeted by any of the storms that are happening outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that happiness grounded with God.
Oh, yes.
When you know who you are and your purpose, and you're driven to fulfill that purpose, and it's God-given, you know, it's hard to not be happy when you're walking in your purpose.
Oh, yes.
But then there's the other question. Let's say you are already married,
okay,
and you're hearing this, and you think about it, and you're like, wow, I really don't know where my happiness is. I don't know what I can, I don't know my purpose, I don't know my why, I don't know my happy self. And I'm already married. I've already got kids. I don't really have any time to myself. What do I do to find that place? Do you have to get divorced at that point?
No, you definitely need to, at that time frame, you need to find your me time. You really do.
And what are you going to do with this me time? Just go have fun, shoot some pool, hang with friends? The me time is just to get away from the things that make you unhappy?
No. During the me time, again, that's when you need to get your focus. It's when you need to just basically just unwind, whether it is read a book. But then also, it's time to collect your thoughts.
So in this me time, when I'm collecting my thoughts and reading books and hanging with friends, is that helping me find that purpose that I have that would give me inner joy?
I mean, what was the hanging with the friends coming in?
I don't know. Reading a book, any of the things that you mentioned as far as your me time.
To me, it's more or less, I have to stop and think. Say for instance, you're always with your spouse. It's good to be with your spouse, however, you don't want to overly be with each other, because then you get tired of each other, because you're not giving each other time to, what I referred to before, is you're not giving that person time to even miss you, because every time you wake up, they're in your face. Every time you go to sleep, they're in your face. In the middle of the day, they're in your face. You are in each other's space too much.
Oh, wow. So whenever you spend time to yourself, you're able to collect your thoughts.
Yes.
In a way that could be impeded by the presence of your spouse.
Yes.
It's a matter of having independent thought. And so it's a matter of having independent thought. So whenever you are done with just maybe a couple of hours of that me time and gathering your independent thoughts, do you bring those thoughts back to your spouse and unpack them?
I think it would be really good to do that, because that way you're communicating to your spouse when you had your independent time to, you know, go back to, because it might be something that you were agreeing to disagree about and you had time to think. Does it make sense?
Yeah, sharing those independent thoughts would be a way to bond with your spouse even more. Because there are times when if I think that you're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking,
yes,
giving you the opportunity to capture your independent thoughts and then bring them back, it helps me see and appreciate the differences between us.
Mm-hmm.
It even helps me grow, because now I'm seeing things through different lenses from a different perspective. And I should cherish and love you for that.
Yeah.
You know, in the 5 Steps to Find True Love course, we teach a technique to map out the significant periods of your life and, you know, get reacquainted with your old happy self. But if your life has not afforded you a period of self-realization like that, take some time to discover that part of yourself now, before you get into a relationship with someone.
And if you're married and you're struggling with unhappiness, ask your spouse for a little me time every week and spend that time determining your why, your purpose. Then seek ways to pursue that purpose with your spouse.
If you both believe in the covenant of marriage, you should both be committed to promote each other and to support each other in the calling God has for each of you in your lives. You've got to work together to stay together, and that is the recipe for lifelong love.